We all know that it's a busy time for farmers right across the Northwest region with lambing season, calving season and everything in between. But certainly one story that has caught the eye over the last week is that of a really odds-defied story, and it took place on a farm in Dowra. To talk about that and more, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by John from Crawford Brothers in Calf Heifer. John, first of all, you're welcome to the programme.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
So, John, first of all, this is something that your family have been doing for a number of years, and we saw there, I suppose, I was on your Facebook page, and I noticed something really of a real, I don't know how to even describe it, the odds were completely smashed the other, last week.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so we had a first calf and heifer there, a triple calf there, funded the 16th of March. It was that we had her scanned, so we knew she was having three calves, but there was no guarantee that she would carry them the whole way through the pregnancy. Eventually, she carried the three of them through, and she had three heifer calves.
And that's something that's, like, you could quote it there on the piece on Facebook, that it's 400,000 to one, which is ridiculous odds, really.
Yeah, it's crazy. A 1 in 400,000 chance of it happening, and as I said, this isn't our first time having a set of triplets. We actually had a set of triplets in 2020 as well, but this time around it was a limousine cow, and she had two bull calves and a heifer calf.
Yeah. And that's the uncertainty, really. You know, you mentioned there the carrying the, you knew there was three calves there, and as I mentioned in the introduction about it's a difficult time for farmers, and you know, that kind of uncertainty probably was it frightening, John?
No, the calving went well, and that, you know, we've had three before. Like the last time we had the set of triplets, she was scanned to have two calves, but a third one came along that day we calved her in 2020. This one we knew there was three, so we got our local vet as soon as she was sick of calving. We got our local vet contacted just to make sure everything was coming right. It was a very straightforward calving. Everything's fine, and we have three good healthy little girls.
Tell me about the sire and the dam, John.
Yeah, so she's a limousine Shirley Cross, the mother herself, and the calves are reared of her own limousine stock bull.
Yeah, and so you mentioned they're the triplets there, they're the cross as well.
Yeah, so they're limousine calves, yeah, so they're off her own stock bull, same as our previous triplets, so it's the same stock bull as well that time as well, coincidentally.
And I suppose the question that people are wondering, how are the calves getting on now?
Yeah, they're doing well. We have our Facebook page there that we use for advertising our heifers there, and we do have our annual sale in November every year. We have a TikTok page we're using there as well. So we're just kind of sending a few pictures around, just letting people know how they're getting on. And as you can see, we have three good healthy calves. They're being well looked after. They're being treated nearly like three children in a house.
There you go. And, you know, you mentioned there the Facebook page and the TikTok page. This is something, you know, that, you know, it's great to see that farming has been promoted in such a positive light.
That's it, exactly, yeah, and it's great to see a lot more younger ones getting involved. Like, I have a lot of brothers and sisters, and we're all heavily involved in the farming there, and it's great, like, and as I said, those sisters, brothers, are all up for these three calves and the rest of the stock, so it's great to have that interest, and there seems to be a lot more, but the media is kind of bringing out a lot more young farmers as well, and more children and that getting involved in the farming thing, which is great.
Yeah, so that's, you know, Facebook and TikTok there, people, I suppose, you can look up Crawford Brothers, there'll be pictures online, and people will be able to see it all.
Exactly, yeah, they can see the videos of the three of them playing there, and they can see them in their coats now. I only have one coat myself, but we ended up at three calves of a coat each, so they're being well spoiled.
And the hard work continues, I'm sure, John, as well.
That's it, exactly. So there's a lot of work goes into them, but when you have a calving like that and everything goes well, like, it makes it worthwhile.